Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, on today's episode, wow.
Yeah, we went down memory lane.
Poisonal. Mm-hmm. Talked all about the 80s. And spoiler alert, how we lost our virginity. But first.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks for listening to today's podcast. It's made possible by our friends at Breyers Carb Smart. Listen, okay, you've heard us talk about these Breyers Smart sweet treats. They're delicious. They're carb smart. Okay, so you can feel good about eating them because they're only 150 calories or less, mm-hmm. and they're 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving, okay? But not only that, they're delicious, and it's summertime, so it's a perfect frozen treat for your kids, for your family. We love them. They have all these different flavors. We've tried them all pretty much. The caramel swirl is one of the favorites.
So good.
And the chocolate-covered almond one is delicious.
That's my favorite.
Yes, yes. They have peanut butter, mint chocolate. They're delicious. And so here's a special offer for our listeners from Breyers Carb Smart. To satisfy your next sweet tooth craving, you can just go to Breyers.com/FCOL, get a special $2 off coupon. Yep, that's $2 off to enjoy these delicious Breyers Carb Smart frozen treats, the perfect companion to your low-carb lifestyle. That's Breyers.com/FCOL to print your $2 off coupon. And you can pick them up anywhere at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, wherever you shop. Enjoy the show.
Hi, guys. It's Viola Benson and Gabriel Zamora, and we're joining today for a new episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. We are finally back. We have signed with Podcast One. We're so excited to be part of the team. We are constantly trying to grow as people, and we're trying to educate ourselves. So it's okay if there's something we said that you didn't agree with. Let us know, and let's have a conversation.
Yes.
We want to hear your thoughts. So,
I'm open to learning.
Me too.
Be sure to check out Too Tired to Be Crazy with Violet Benson on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
I just downloaded it.
Coming to Live by Live Thursday, July 30th, Darius Rucker's Darius and Friends virtual concert benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Catch an exclusive one-time-only performance by Darius Rucker live from the Grand Ole Opry stage, featuring guest appearances by Clint Black and Tracy Lawrence. All proceeds from the show benefit St. Jude, so get your tickets today at livexlive.com/Darius and tune in July 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern only on Live by Live.
Everybody, welcome to a Friday's edition for Crying Out Loud, everybody.
What's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
Oh, let's say hi to everybody. Good. Just feeling good.
Clouds is out.
I need to watch that.
I know. Just to put a little perk in your step.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's say hi to Amy Cunt.
Hi, what?
Michelle McKibben. What's up?
What's up, Michelle?
Girl, Angie Saldivar.
Oh, she's very mysterious.
Yes. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Mm-mm. Up to no good.
Randy May, My Aim Is True. Kelly Brandt.
What? She's Hello. Not. Hi, Kelly.
Ishan Vajpayee.
What's up, OG?
Rebecca Lubin.
Oh, you're so cute, Rebecca.
Stinker. Missy Schaefer and Gabby Fonseca. Bitches. What? Rachel Newcomer.
What's up, Rachel?
She's not new. Lisa Domino White.
What's up, Lisa?
Don't Be a Hero.
Don't be a hero. Mm-hmm,
hero.
But you're my hero.
Krista Stroop.
Oh, Krista.
Kelly Luther Vandross. And Aaron Lan.
This. I just love saying that.
You guys are so nice to be our special Patreon supporters. So
yeah.
I have a little story for you that's okay. This is going to sound like I'm just patting myself on the back and finding a way for you to tell me I'm a nice person. And that is not what this is, but this just happened yesterday and I found it very disturbing.
Uh-huh.
So I found a wallet at the park.
Ah.
Okay. And mm-hmm. I was like, it was in the middle of the grass. Definitely somebody dropped it out of their pocket.
Right.
They were never going to find it again because I was walking peepo. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take it home and try to see if the guy's on next door. Driver's license, Costco card, money.
Mm.
You know, so
yeah.
I took the money, pocketed that, obviously.
Ravi.
No, so I look on nextdoor.com. The guy's not there. I look on Facebook. Guy's not on Facebook. And I'm like, shoot. How am I going to get this guy's wallet back?
Mm.
And then I was thinking, and it was a Sunday, so I was like, well, I can't take it to the bank where his card is from.
Well, that's a good idea.
That was
yeah.
my other. But then I looked at his driver's license, and I'm like, oh, well, he lives in my neighbor. I mean, he lives like
oh,
not
you have
too
his
far.
Address.
I had his address.
Oh.
So I drive over to his apartment, and it's a condominium building.
God bless you,
but
Stephanie.
I wasn't saying it to Pat. This was
no,
not where
I
the
know.
Story is going.
I'd be talking about it. Okay. I'd be posting it on Facebook.
I know, right? I just did a really good deed. No, it wasn't that hard. It was literally like a half a mile from me.
Right.
So I drive. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do is – but I can tell it's an apart. I think it's an apartment building because mm-hmm. it's like a number – it's like a unit,
yeah.
whatever. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is going to be tricky. I wonder if I'm going to be able – but I think – well, if there's like a security, I'll stand outside until someone and I'll say, can you drop this in the person's mailbox
yeah.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll deal with it when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story short, get there, park, and it's like a huge building.
One of those complex.
It's a condominium building.
Yeah.
There are two black ladies standing out front where I park my car by the address, and there's two black ladies and – they're both wearing the same type of like – it's like a uniform shirt, but I can't tell
right.
what it is.
Right.
And they're talking to each other right out front. And I'm like, excuse me. And they look at me. And I said – and this was the first thing that occurred. I was like, do you guys live here? And I swear to God, Lynette, they looked at me like, oh, are you a Karen?
Oh.
Like, are you seriously asking us like if we – should be here.
Right.
I felt it so hard. Like, and then of course in my mind I wanted to go like, I'm not being a Karen. Like, yeah. of course you can be here. I was just, I almost, but then,
right.
then the woman goes, no, we don't live here. And then she's like, but we work here. Like almost like being defensive. And
right.
I was
yeah.
so bummed
yeah.
that this is where society is.
I know. It sucks.
Who's black.
I can't
has
stand
to,
this.
Has to have like an excuse for occupying space. And
right.
I was
I
so
know.
Angry.
Mm-hmm.
But then luckily they said we work here. And I was like, oh, my God, fantastic. I was like, okay, I found this wallet and the person lives at this address. And as soon as I said that, then, of course, the demeanor – then they were
right.
both so – they were like, oh, yeah, this is that
right.
address.
Yeah.
And but I swear to God, Lynette, I could sense relief. Like,
right.
oh, this person isn't asking us why we're here.
Right, right,
or,
right.
I don't – and I was – it was so obvious. It was not my imagination.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they couldn't have been nicer
right.
after that
right.
moment passed.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, we can bring it to – we can – and I gave her the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, we'll bring it to the right place. We can get in there. And I was like, okay, great. And they're
yeah.
like, where'd you find it? And I said, oh, Balboa Park. And they said, what's your name? And I was like, well, Stephanie. But – and she was like, that's my name.
Aww.
And then she's like, but you know – I said, but he's not going to know who I am. I
right.
just tell him I found it at the park and
right.
you know, have a good day. And they
right.
were like, that's so nice of you.
Aww.
And I was like, that's so nice of you
yes.
that you're going to bring it to him for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had a big love fest about it.
Jog him.
About who's a better person here. me for finding it and driving it over, or them for taking the time to walk it to his apartment.
Who's the bigger hero?
Hard to tell. Is it us or is it?
When we call the news station, which one should we say is the Good Samaritan? You, me, her, you, me. How about both of us?
But I came home and I told John that story because I was like, I'm so disturbed right now.
Yes, I know.
This is real.
I know.
This shit is real.
Yeah.
Black person just standing out front of a building has to feel like somebody at any point might be like, why are you here?
Right. I know. I don't hate
and like
this.
Who the fuck would I be anyway to pull up?
In your minivan.
Right? Yes, in my Prius, like I'm some do-gooder out to, like, you know, protect the front of random condominiums. But, of course, it makes no sense to me that anybody would think. But I'm telling you, the vibe was so strong that they looked at me like, why are you asking if we live here?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, are you really asking us to defend why we're here? And so much of me wanted to go, not all white people. Like, I'm not. I would never think
I'm down. I'm down.
But it was a terrible feeling. And I thought, you know, even here, right in L.A., of such a diverse, community, even where I live, and I still felt that vibe. And I was like, things are not better.
No. No, they're getting worse, I think.
I agree.
Well, anyway. I hope it gets worse, it gets better. You know, I hope it can only get better at this point.
Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever done something so amazing, like bring someone's wallet back?
I remember finding a wallet at the parking lot of Planned Parenthood. I'll never forget it. And I was like,
dropped your wallet on your way to your abortion.
I remember it was my friend, me and my friend Amelie, we were going to pick up our birth control at like age... Maybe we were 17, like in high school.
Uh-huh.
And because I lost my virginity when I was 16 to Glenn. But then I didn't have any sex anymore after that. But I thought I need to be on the pill just like every other slut school. Just to be careful.
Right.
And I remember us finding a wallet. I don't remember how much. There was cash in it. And I remember her saying, let's split the cash. And then I remember saying, let's just drop it off at the Planned Parenthood. And
oh, that's nice.
We had I don't want to pat myself on it, but we had a little bit of a thing about it. And she was like, let's take the wallet, but let's take the cash. Let's take the wallet to Planned Parenthood, but then take the cash. And I was like, that
make ourselves a little reward.
Right. No. I don't remember what
happened.
They
would have wanted us to have it. Just
that's what she was saying. She was a troublemaker. See, my mom was right about everybody.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't know if I
so did you keep the money?
I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I was a troublemaker too, so maybe. But yeah, that's
I think about the things that I did. I think about Elby sometimes and I think, you know, how much I want her to make good decisions. And then I think about some of the really bad decisions I made at her age. Just like I wanted to try shoplifting because my friends did it.
Right.
A lot of my friends were shoplifting. And I was like, well, I got to see if I can get away with this. But I will say in my defense, you know, I tried it. It made me so nervous.
Right.
And I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't like that feeling.
And I was like, how have they made this a way of life? So many kids my age
My God. My friends, too. My friend that slept with her friend's stepdad. Remember that?
Yes.
Let's call her Lisa. that's a real name, too, by the way. Lisa would take jeans from stores.
Yeah.
But she would put them on and then put her brother's jeans, her brother's Levi's. I hated Levi's 501s, by the way, because they never made my ass look good because I had no ass. But she put the jeans on that fit her and then she put her brother's jeans on with a belt and just like walked out. It was before they had the sensors and shit.
Yeah.
And just left with them. And I was like, how the hell? Like, I could never have done that. I stole nail polish and eyeshadow, maybe.
Right.
But
small
that was
things you
small
could put
things.
In your pocket.
Yes. But my friends, she was a hitchhiker and she would steal. Yeah. Big time. She could steal a car if she wanted to.
People had whole systems set up.
Yeah.
Certain department stores that were much more lenient about how many things you brought in. I remember Nordstrom's was like a big place.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring in a bunch of things, and they would either bring stuff in hidden under other things in case they counted like the things going in, then you'd put something inside, like if you had jeans, you'd stick some shirts inside the jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'd put them in your other bags. And
right.
I never did that.
They had a whole system. Yeah.
Yeah. I was always like,
I was too scared.
Yeah. But I did try. I remember stealing, just to see if I could, a figurine from like one of those Hallmark stores.
Where is that?
You know, and I like put it. It was probably like
you
a
still
Ziggy
have it,
yeah. Figurine. I don't know. It wasn't even something
Ziggy.
I wanted. I just it was to
see if you could do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick over it.
Yeah. Why not steal something you want?
I think because I was too like it was just not a regular thing. Well, I told you I was caught shoplifting when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Penny candy. Did it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Thought I was a badass.
Of course, candy.
And I got caught by a security guard, and he made me empty my pockets, and I peed my pants.
Oh!
I was like eight, and I would walk to Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward.
Which was down the street
by Woolworths.
It was – and it, I mean, I walked around. I did so – life was so different when
so
we were
different.
Kids. I walked places as a little kid – across busy streets, big.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we had to walk across a four-lane, you know, I'm sure we crossed with the light, but I was like eight. We would walk, go to Montgomery Ward, walk around with no money.
Right.
I didn't have money.
Right.
Why would I have gotten money?
I know.
But we'd walk around. I'd steal candy. Did it all the time until I got caught. And then I was banned from the store.
Oh, little eight-year-old Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Another thing we would do is we would go to a Big Boy restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have money, so I would go at probably 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
We would make food at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd make a sandwich.
Right.
And then we would bring our food and go into Big Boy's and sit at a table. And then eat
you
our
just
lunch.
Just have a picnic, just chilling
like in a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
And they
God.
Were nice to us. Like they would bring us a water.
Aw. What if there was a wait? Would they kick you out? There's always a wait at Bob's Big Boy in Burbank.
Yeah, this was in a different neighborhood, down by the 10 freeway by La Cienega.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go to Bob's Big Boy and Ships.
And
Ships. Ships?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever do a
Dine and Dash?
Dine and Dash, yeah.
No, too scared.
Too scared. I know.
Although I probably have done it. I've blocked it out.
I did it once with Mike Gerstein when we were – and he was like, I think we did it just to see if we could do – we didn't even plan on it. We went to dinner. It was like a Thai restaurant, like on Ventura, but in Canoga Park area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just vaguely remember him going, you want to dine and dash? And I was like, what's that? And he's like, after we're done eating, let's just go. And I was like, what if we get arrested? And he's like, I'm not going to get arrested. Does that with his big lips. I'm not going to get arrested. And I said, sure, let's try it. I was a fraidy cat to do those kinds of things, though. We did it and we got away, but, you know, we got in his El Camino and we took off.
Well, you know, I started waiting tables. My first job was when I was like – by the time I was 16, I think I was waiting tables. At an Abdow's Big Boy. So this was when I was a little kid. It was Bob's Big Boy on the West Coast.
Right.
But East Coast, it was called Abdow's
really?
Big Boy.
Who's Abdow?
I don't know. Guy that owned Big Boys
wow.
out there,
wow.
the franchise.
Yeah.
But I was waiting tables there. Worst waiting tables job I've ever had.
Really?
But it made me feel for any from the time I started waiting tables, I was a big tipper, never would dine and dash.
Yeah.
Like
– yeah.
Because I knew how shitty it is to be a waitress.
Right.
And I was like,
right.
They're going to get stuck with that bill.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I can't believe I had a job at age 16. My parents wouldn't let me go anywhere until I got old enough to go, oh, screw this. I'm going. But I remember growing up with my friend Wendy, who lived down the street from me, and sad because she's gone. Another friend gone, like died of cancer because she smoked her whole entire life. Her mother smoked in the home. She smoked inside the home. Gone, got cancer, died. Just found that out about like a month ago. And I'm telling you, Helen Paradise was right. But so her mom was a single mom and she would work all day. So her and her brother and sister would be able to go walk to Topanga Mall. When we lived at Sherman Way in Fallbrook, they would walk over there. You know, like where that is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I was never allowed to do that. We would get into fights too about that. Like, you know, what, just tell your mom you're going to go. What does she care? You're with us. And I remember being sad. I couldn't go. So I wasn't allowed to get a job until I was – except I was going on auditions. That's the one thing I was doing. But my mom or my dad would take me. But I was not allowed to go anywhere. I wasn't even allowed to go in Wendy's house for a while because they had a Doberman.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had Dobermans
back then. Yeah, remember that?
That was the scary dog. That was today's pit bull.
Right. It was the scary dog, the Doberman. And they remember they had a Doberman – and I can't remember the name of it. It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, and my dad would go, that Doberman's going to rip your face off. No, you're not allowed to go over there. She can come here. You can't go there. Then finally, the poor Doberman had to be put to sleep.
Oh, no. And did then it rip someone's face off?
No. It just died. And then after the Doberman left the house, then I was allowed. Like, so from age 7 till 10, I couldn't go over there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents kept me inside the whole time.
My friend Lisa Garcia, who lived down the street from me when I lived in L.A. So I moved from L.A. when I was 12 to Spokane, Washington. But meanwhile, yeah, on my street, Lisa Garcia, Doberman. Yeah.
Yeah, see? Were you allowed to go over there?
I was. Yeah. My parents didn't care about me, though.
Well,
they were like, I hope the Doberman eats your face off. Have a good day.
Have fun, honey.
I remember in those days, I have all these memories of that little period of time, probably between like 10 and 12.
Yes.
And I would just had the run of the neighborhood. We played Ding Dong Ditch all the time, every day. Yeah. That was our favorite thing.
Yeah.
And we ate at Lisa Garcia's house. There was always Top Ramen.
Right.
So we would make ourselves Top Ramen and put Lari's seasoned salt on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
As if that shit wasn't salty enough.
I know.
Like,
needed more.
Not enough sodium. Better add some sodium.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. Lowry seasoning salt was a big thing back then. I just remember putting it on my popcorn.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Yeah, I know. And remember Steakums? Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, of course.
I would make
those.
With
the little steak and it was like in an oval shape. Yeah. And it had seasoned. Yes, and it had the little paper.
On top, yes.
Yeah, right.
How'd
you make them in the toaster oven?
No, we put them on our stove on a pan. I think. Or maybe in the microwave.
I don't know if I even had a microwave until I was older.
Yeah, that was another thing. My mom, somebody won it on a game show, either my mom or my brother. My brother was on the Gong Show.
Really?
Yes. And I think they gave him like a
part. Doing what? What was he doing?
I didn't tell you. This,
no.
My brother Dave, the one that has schizophrenia. Well, before he had schizophrenia, he was like me. He's outgoing and funny and would crack jokes. And we loved the Gong Show. And
who didn't?
I know. I had a crush on Chuck Barris. And so he went on and his act was the 2001, I think, Odyssey song. Dun, dun, dun. So he just came out with a straight face.
Dun.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So he came out with a straight face. He had like four lemon meringue pies in front of him. And he picked one up, and it was like, and he was holding it, like, dun, 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 and he'd smash it on one side of his head, and then, dun, 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 and he hit the other side of his head.
Yeah.
And then one of the judges got up and picked it up and just pushed it right into his face, and
Did he get gonged?
Yeah, he got gonged. What kind of stupid act? If I had any say back then, I would be like, are you kidding me? You guys, that's all you got? Really?
That should have been your first sign of mental illness.
Yeah. But I think he came up with it with like my dad and my other brother. Like they all were like, oh, we're going to get Dave on the Gong
Show.
We're going
to be a showbiz family.
Yeah, we are.
Us.
Lynette's going to be in showbiz. I'm going to put Helen in show business. She's going to be a karate chop kicking mama. Like, really? That's all you guys came up with was that? I wish I could find that. Poor Gene, Gene, the answering machine.
So you still want a microwave, though?
Yeah. So I think so.
Like a parting
my parents
gift?
Did some stupid stuff. Like my mom was on some talk show or some whatever. But my brother did the Gong Show. One of those shows gave us a microwave, and my dad was like, "Those are dangerous. You're going to get cancer." And I was like, no, it's about motherfucking time. We got a microwave up in here. Like, all my friends had one. This was not in the 60s or 70s. This was like 85.
Right.
You know, come on.
Yes.
Everybody had a microwave. Like, now is the time. We had a rotary phone. We had shag carpeting, which is in style now, not in style back then.
Right.
We had no cable. We had a television set that had to be churned with the channel changer.
Yes.
And no cable or satellite. That didn't come until I met my Gerstein.
Did you ever lose the dial to turn the TV and then you had to take a pliers?
Where's the pliers? What'd you do with those pliers?
And how would you lose
the pliers?
The dial? Where's that going?
Yeah, I know.
It's like losing the remote now, but that's on your TV. It's attached.
Yes.
Somehow it'd be gone and you'd have to get a pliers.
To break off. I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. We need to take a quick break and talk about some important stuff right now.
Yes.
Like?
Ritual. I love Ritual.
Ritual is changing the vitamin industry. It's reinventing it. And here's why. Because oftentimes you forget to take your vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to try to come up with like the right multivitamin at the store. How do you know what's good for you?
Yeah, but I know. It's a pain in the neck.
Ritual researched it for you, figured out what women need, and then it's a subscription service. So then you don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough to think about?
Yeah.
Do you really need to think about taking your vitamin
every
day?
And if you're like us, you forget that shit.
Yeah. And also, if you're like us, you want to take your vitamins on an empty stomach.
Yes. I love that about that.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt your stomach. It doesn't have a weird aftertaste.
It's kind of minty.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
It's nice.
And you know it's good for you.
It's really good
especially
for you.
Especially the ladies.
Yeah. And if you forget to take it for a couple of days, it doesn't start piling up. You can just pause it for a couple of days
great.
And then get it restarted again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love Ritual. Take it every day. Ritual's clinical study of Essential for Women showed an increase in vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels. That's why you got to love Ritual. It makes sure that you get the stuff that you need. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/FCOL to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/FCOL.
Also, let's talk about Carefree products for ladies.
Absolutely.
I love these.
Or gals.
Right.
Like our gals.
My gal is using these. That's all she uses. I remember before my operation, I would get the super pack that would have all the different sizes, you know, the tampon sizes.
Right.
For the light days, the heavy days, those are great. And those pads that they sell, too, for the heavy days. I loved Carefree. And, you know, it's been around for a long time. It's a brand you can trust.
And I noticed that the design they have now gives more coverage in your underwear so that you don't get, like, leaking on the sides and ruining your best underwear.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Elby loves it.
Natalia, too.
It's got the overnight kind.
Yes.
So you don't want to always wear a tampon overnight.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
And they have all different sizes. They have regular, super, overnight, and then just like the panty liner, regular.
Yep.
Wrapped.
Yes.
And ultra thin.
Right.
With wings.
Mm-hmm.
For everything.
You need the wings.
And you can get Carefree anywhere. For more information or to buy, check it out on Amazon or Walmart.com, or you may find it at your local grocery store or CVS.
Yeah. Steakums, microwaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were it's interesting that you had so little freedom. I had so much freedom.
I know.
But I turned into a total booze hound
drug
addict.
Me too.
Well, all roads lead to the same place.
Yes. Well, especially in that era, I think. I mean, I was a scary – I didn't try pot until I was like 17, I think. I was too scared. I remember my friend Pam, the no-getter, took me to her neighbor's house down the street. A dude – there was a lot of these guys I was thinking about – these dudes that had their houses in the valley and they were like single and they had roommates. And we were like hanging out with them. Like she had a friend that lived up the street, Steve, in the rental that he's renting with his friends. And Pam would just go over there and smoke weed with them and then go back home. Not fool around or anything. She just, hey, Pam, what's up? Want to do bong load? Sure, come on by. I'll be home from work at 5. And then she brought me over. I was like, but it didn't – I didn't even think about it. And then like my friend Amelie had a guy like Kevin who had an apartment. And I remember getting stoned there once and feeling like weird that we're in this man's apartment. I don't even know this guy. Like I feel like the door is going to get busted and we're going to get busted for smoking weed. I don't know. It's like I was paranoid. But I just remember there was a lot of those dudes that we were hanging out with that were way too old to be hanging out with us. Did you ever have that?
Yeah. Well, yes. But also I was remembering it. I just told Elby this myself, but I moved out of my house when I was barely 19. I mean, yeah. I turned 19. So I was basically 18, moved to L.A., still a virgin.
Right.
I literally told Elby the story just because I'm like, she's going on 16.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make it clear to her that it's okay if you're still a virgin.
Right.
Like, because a lot of her friends have more experience than her at this point. And I was like, you know, I went through all of high school. Like, I had my first kiss way late.
Right.
I did not lose my virginity. I told her, I said, until I was 19 and I had already been living in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah.
On my own.
Yeah.
In my own apartment.
Right. Who was it?
So funny. It was this guy. His name was Art Uloa. Don't have any idea whatever happened to him. Like, wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Really?
When I was 19. And it was – really, it was like I was kind of on a mission to lose my virginity.
Me too.
Point.
That's how I was. Yeah.
But you were like in love with Mike Gerstein.
But Mike Gerstein came later. I was hanging out at Pam's house every day and Mike and Glenn would come over and hang out. And everybody lost their virginity but me. And I was like, I want to lose my virginity, but I don't have a boyfriend. I wasn't looking at Mike at all. I always had like a little bit of a crush on Glenn, but I loved him more like I don't know. And he's like, I'll de-virginize. I'll do it. I will volunteer to do it. And, you know, we made out a few times, but I was like, are you sure? Okay. Yeah. And then I told you Suzanne was in the room. We went to the country club. I told you that story.
No, she was in the room?
Well, wait a minute. I want to hear about Art Uloa.
All right, real quick.
Look him up on Facebook?
I just tried only because my other friend, my go-getter friend, mom friend, and I were talking. And I was like, we were talking about just teenagers because we were with our teenagers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I was older. I said, and I was really drunk. I was on coke. I was so scared that so me and my friend used to go, I've told you this story before. We lived by the Stephen J. Cannell building.
Yes.
And we would walk down to this bar called the Seven Seas. Mm-hmm. It was on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah. And it was just some dance bar.
Right.
We would walk there, let guys buy us drinks, and then go home. And sometimes we'd bring guys home with us and like make out with them.
Right.
So this guy, I guess the way I remember it is I liked him enough that I'd made out with him a few times and then met up with him there.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember ever going on a date with him, a proper date. I think I just hooked up with him at this bar.
Right.
And brought him home a few times. And I remember that we would make out and make out and make out, and he was not understanding why I wouldn't have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him I was a virgin and he didn't believe me.
Oh, wow.
He was like, no, you're not. Because I think I just seemed too old.
I mean,
I was living in L.A. on my own. He was like, no, you're not. And I said, yeah, I am. Then one night we were just doing coke and drunk. And don't ask me – I wasn't buying coke because I was like, I didn't have money.
Right.
But I think guys would just give you coke
in those
days. Yeah,
they'd come around and had it.
It was the 80s.
Right.
Everybody had coke.
Right.
Anyway, I slept with him in my little bedroom, in my two-bedroom gross Hollywood apartment, mm-hmm. and I bled.
Oh,
and he
God.
Was like, you started your period. And I said, no, I didn't. I was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember kind of arguing with him about it, and he was annoyed.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
It's my bed. What are you annoyed for? Like,
right.
And I remember just being like, this was not all it's cracked up to be.
I know.
This was terrible, and it hurt,
yes.
And I'm not happy. And then I didn't do it again.
Right.
Definitely not with him.
Right.
I don't think I did it again for like a good year and a half.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't like it either. I just wanted to get it over with.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, I'm not a virgin anymore.
Right, me too. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you were in the – and then I – oh, and then the guy, he did call me after that. Like, he wanted to see me, but I was kind of done with him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
I was like
– yeah, you're old news.
Me and Art Ulloa, no. The guy who didn't believe that I was a virgin, no thanks. So I kind of blew him off.
Yeah. But I thought
I've never heard from him again.
Really?
So much for like, you always remember your first time. Yeah, I remember it. Not happily.
Aw. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. So we would hang out with Glenn and Mike and this Craig guy. I was going to say his last name. I probably shouldn't. But Craig, who was just a babe. And he was the drummer of Tomorrow's Child band. The band was called Tomorrow's Child. And they'd play
Sounds
like
– kind of familiar.
Yeah. They were great. I love them. They had a tape. I listened to that album from beginning to end.
No, this would have been the 80s.
Yeah. This was –
this would have been early 80s for you.
Yeah. This was
– I mean late 80s for
late
you.
Late 80s. Like yeah. 87, 88.
Okay.
I think it was 87. Yeah. I graduated in 80s. That's about then. So, okay. So – I kept saying – so we would hang out then. I had a big crush on Craig, but Craig, everybody did. And so he had a lot of girlfriends, a drummer of a band. But he was like our pal. Like he hung out with us during the day. Glenn was dating Dawn, and I met Dawn because we were hanging out at Glenn's house. And there's a chick – I looked out the window. I go, Glenn, there's red cowboy boots sticking out of the bushes of your backyard. And he's like, ugh, it's Dawn, my girlfriend. I was like, you have a girlfriend? Because she went to Birmingham. She didn't go, like, to where we went.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I met her at Birmingham. And I go, oh, my God, why is she out there? And he goes, because she's spying on me. She's a jealous nutcase. And anyway, so we became friends with Dawn. And then Glenn and Dawn broke up. And then she moved on to somebody else. And I was like, you know, I wanted to get rid of my virginity. And Glenn was like, I'll do it. And I wasn't interested in Mike. So we all planned on it. Like Pam knew. Now, Suzanne was like the little kid's sister. Like Suzanne was friends with Pam's younger sister.
Okay.
And her and I became friends at school. But if she was at Pam's house, she was mostly hanging out with Anita, Pam's younger sister. So, okay. So
how old would she have been at this time?
She was 15.
Okay.
Yeah. So – all right, so we decide this is going to be Saturday night. Oh, it was Valentine's Day. So Saturday night's going to be the night. And I remember tomorrow.
This is like out of a movie.
Right?
This is like out of a John Hughes, well, an edgier
John
Hughes. It's a
edgy
film.
John Hughes. Yeah, totally, right? So, okay, so Tomorrow's Child was playing at the country club in Reseda. And we're going to go see Tomorrow's Child. And then, and I think there was a bigger band, like maybe Guns N' Roses before they were famous, was playing.
Right.
I remember there was another band that everybody – it was going to be a big night. It was Valentine's night at the country club. And so we went, and then when we come home, like Glenn's going to spend the night like he always did. He always spent the night in Pam's room. It was Pam and him in the bed. They would cuddle because they were just friends.
Where were the parents?
Exactly. Her dad was a dorky dad who would come in the morning, would knock on the door with all of us in there and go – Landshark. And she'd go, Dad, get lost. And he'd go, want to go fishing? And she'd go, Dad, how about hiking? You guys want to go hiking? Dad, get lost. If you don't get lost, I'm going to kick you square in the nuts. That's how she talked to him.
So he didn't mind that there was a whole bunch of boys and girls sleeping
no,
in a bedroom?
No, he was a wimpy-ass wimp. Her mom was the one that ruled the household, and she didn't give a flying F. Like, she didn't – she was barely ever around. She was always in her room or working. And Dad kind of worked.
This reminds me, and I know we've talked about this before, but that movie Foxes.
Oh, we did?
I think we've talked about this with Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Her mom is played by Sally Kellerman. I think she has the single mom. All the kids have like no supervision.
Right.
They're all like – right. One of the girls is Sherry something from The Runaways.
Yeah.
The Runaways.
Yeah.
And Matt they're Dillon's all four friends.
It? Yeah. Wasn't Matt Dillon in
it? No, I don't think Matt Dillon
was in
it.
Who was the guy that was in it? Wasn't there a guy in there?
I don't remember, but their friend – they have one friend who's like a little bit chunky, and that friend ends up having like an affair with like an older guy, like Randy Quaid.
Oh, Randy.
Randy Quaid plays like her older boyfriend.
Oh, my God. I remember wanting to see that movie when I was a kid.
It's really good.
I want to see it. I don't remember seeing it. I remember all about it.
Show, Kaylin, will you look up the movie Foxes and just show?
Let's see, like a billboard, yeah.
Yeah, the billboard or something.
Yes. So, okay, so the country club. So then we go and watch, and then it's like, okay, and then all night Glenn's like, when are we going to do the deed? When are we leaving? When are we going home? And I was like, okay, let me see. Oh, yeah. I know the who's in it? Oh, Scott Baio. Scott Baio in it?
Who's so crazy now.
I know. Yeah, Scott Baio.
Randy Quaid. I can't believe I remembered that Randy Quaid.
Sally Kellerman, Randy Quaid.
But that's Jody a Foster. Movie about kids with, like, no supervision.
Right. Losing their virginity.
Like, our age. Yeah. Just in that day and age where they're going to concerts and wearing satin pants.
Right. Just the name Foxes and the tagline, Daring to Do It.
Yes, it just reminds me of our youth.
I know, totally, totally.
Anyway, go on.
So, okay, so Suzanne came over that night. She didn't go to the country club. She wasn't allowed to, like, go to concerts and stuff.
I can't imagine you were.
Well, at that point, I was older. I would, like, when I was younger, at, like, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, but then I got older. I went to, you know, I went to school in Van Nuys but lived in Canoga Park. So I would mostly just go to Pam's house, spend the night, you know, and just go to school from her house or whatever. I was just on my own. This is when my mom and dad, like, separated.
Oh, okay.
And I was, like, under my dad's supervision more than my crazy-ass mom. So I was spending the night at her house a lot. And so Suzanne was over, and I don't know why, but she was sleeping in the room with us. I think she was with her very first boyfriend who went down on her for the very first time, this cute black kid. He was spending the night, and I think – because Pam's mom didn't give a shit. So I remember her, like, messing around. She didn't lose her virginity, but she would mess around with him because he was friends with everybody too. Uh-huh. So I think vaguely she was with him on the floor of Pam's room.
Okay.
Okay. So we come home, and I just remember getting –
and this was all planned. This was tonight's the night.
Yes, yes.
That Lynette's going to lose her virginity.
Yes. Pam slept in the other room. And she's like, you can have my bed. And we went into her room, and it was pitch black. I couldn't see anything. And those two were on the floor. I couldn't hear any. And so Glenn and I were just talking. And he was like, okay, just relax. I don't remember exactly all the details, but I remember being very nervous. And then he did it. Like, he stuck it in. I was like, okay, take it out, and we're done. I didn't want anything else.
Right.
I just wanted to feel what it felt like. And then I was like, okay. And he's like, that's it? And I go, yeah, I'm done. And he's like, really? And I remember him getting up and taking a shower.
Really? Well, he needed a shower after that?
I think he needed to finish himself off.
Oh.
Yeah. So he took a shower.
I didn't get that at all for a second.
Yeah. I remember, like, that was that. And he got up, took a shower, and I said, yay, Suzanne, I'm not a virgin anymore. And she's like, all right, can we go to sleep? So, yeah, she was in the room.
All those parents in the house.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
All these kids using all the different – it's like it was like a frat house.
It was, totally. I mean, there was friends all over her living room, in her room. She'd make Anita, her little sister, sometimes sleep in the mom's room so that people could have Anita's room. Yeah.
That's so crazy. That is so – can you imagine that happening now?
No. I know. You know, I was thinking about how I met Glenn. And so I was – Pam and I were at a bus stop waiting for the RTD to pick us up so we could go see Karate Kid 2, I think, in Sherman Oaks. And I was like in, I don't know, sixth or seventh grade maybe. And he's a little bit older and he had a car. And he drove by and honked him and my friend Scott P. Dempsey, my friend. P stands for pot. And anyway, they drove by and they honked. Like, they didn't, you know, honking at two girls at a bus stop.
Right.
And Pam's like, let's get a ride. And so she, like, waved and, like, woo, like went, like, you know.
Woo!
Yeah, woo. And so Glenn made a U-turn and it was very nice. And he dropped us off at the theater and he got I don't know how, but he got our address where Pam – oh, because he lived up the street. And she said that she lived up the street, that she lives on the corner house. So then when we got home from the movies, we were like, yeah, that guy was cute, huh? And we got home. She's like, Anita was like half asleep. And she goes, yeah, two guys came to the door looking for you girls. And we're like, who? And he's like, her name is – she said his name is Glenn and he left his phone number. And that's how he met Glenn.
Oh.
And then Mike Gerstein was his best friend, who was like in Mexico at the time with his family. And then he came home a week later, and then we met Mike. Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy. And I really do feel like this has to be a little of what our kids are in for.
I know.
LB is going to be 16 yeah. in November.
Do you think our friends are doing it?
I think one of them is.
Really? Does she tell you?
No. No. Yeah. She tells me that – she tells me who doesn't have any experience of her friends. And there are quite a few of them that are
– right.
I think at this point something – if we hadn't had this pandemic –
yeah, I know.
I mean, I really feel like these last few months would have been kind of pivotal for her, like ending school ending and maybe some parties or maybe some more get-togethers. And but now,
who knows?
You know, she's really kind of confined to like a few of her closest friends. The no parties.
I know.
And her get-togethers are her and a couple of her friends.
Right.
Or if they're – boys involved, it's one kid's house that we know from like camp, a few kids in somebody's backyard with masks 6 feet apart. How are you supposed to get anything going?
No, you can't. It's funny.
You can't even play truth or dare or
no,
spin the bottle
none of that.
Or
no.
just get kissed that way. Or,
right. Like I wonder, like before when I would – so when I took Natalia on that ride, normally if I went there, she'd go, oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. But I said, like, you know, are your friends, you know, they have a boyfriend or they – have they? And she's like, you know, just kiss, she said. I didn't ask her if she did. And then I did tell her about the hip-hop class. So this is a thing between me and Wendy where when Wendy's oldest daughter, Jackie – I don't know if I said – told you this, but when Jackie was in high school
– yes, about the hip-hop class to go get birth control pills.
Right. And so Wendy would say to me in front of Natalia just on the last trip, like, oh, yeah, you wait. I'm going to take Natalia to her hip-hop class. And I said to her, well, you want to know what that's all about? And I told her.
What'd she say?
And usually she would have been like, oh, my God, Mom, I don't want to talk about this. So I said, you know – when you're ready to talk about it, if that day it comes, which I hope it doesn't come anytime soon, but I want you to know, you know, you can talk to me or you can talk to Auntie Wendy, you know. And she's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
I know. They're growing up.
Speaking of grown-up stuff, you know what is good if you're a grown-up?
Yeah.
A proper bed. A proper mattress.
Yes.
And you know what? The next evolution of sleep is the purple mattress.
Yes. Now, I told you we got one a long time ago. We gave it to Natalia.
Yes. And now you're regretting that decision.
Yes. The most comfortable bed in the house still is. Like, unbelievable. Last this long. Like, I mean, it's been a few years. And
they sent us this what their technology is. It's like a little spring thing that's – and it is very – you can
tell. Yeah, it fits in the palm of your hand and you can squish it and you can feel it and you can tell. You really can tell it, that it's good quality.
Yeah. It provides pressure relief, which doesn't – we all need that, especially when you're older.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. It's soft where you want it and firm where you need it and comfortably cool all
night. Right. It doesn't get – you don't sleep too hot or too cold.
And every purple mattress ships free and is delivered right to your door. And if you're not completely satisfied, the purple team will help pick up your mattress at no cost. And they're so confident in what they do that every mattress comes with a 100-night risk-free trial.
So if you're going to get one, Stephanie – You should go to purple.com/FCOL and use our promo code FCOL and you'll, for a limited time, you'll get $150 off any purple mattress order of, $1,500 or more. So that's a good deal. That's purple.com/FCOL promo code FCOL for $150 off any mattress over $1,500 or more. Terms apply, but check them out. It's worth every penny and they really do stand the test of time.
Also, did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money On top of the money, Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote?
Mm-mm.
As nice as that sounds, it's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. So, yeah, it's weird not knowing. I don't know. I don't want to push LB to talk about stuff. But
I know.
I'm glad you had that good talk with.
It just came. It just came natural, you know, which I like.
My younger kids are learning a lot about sex from all the inappropriate movies, actually.
Oh, my God. Really?
Like The Wrong Missy. Told you about that one.
Right.
I mean, you know what, though? Here's where my kids are at. I wonder if anybody has any suggestions or if you do.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what my kids like. They have very narrow taste in movies. They like – they don't want to watch kids' movies.
Right.
But they want to watch – family type movies like PG-13.
Yeah.
Like Blended.
Right.
That Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler movie. That would be
any Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler movie.
So we just watched a similar vibe. We watched a movie called Just Go With It that my friends, LB's friend's mom told me. She was like, oh, if they like those, have you ever seen Just Go With It? And I said, no. PG-13, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. Yeah.
So dumb. It got like 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it was right up our alley.
Right.
Enjoyed the hell out of it.
Right, right, right.
I was like, no graphic sex scenes.
Yes.
I just kept reminding myself when things got a little touchy. I was like, okay, PG-13, PG-13.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Because I've been scarred by Step Brothers and The Wrong Missy.
I know.
So the other night I said, hey, let's have a movie night. And I was going to suggest that we watch Just Go With It because the friend had suggested it. And I want to know if this has ever happened to you. John pipes up immediately. I said, hey, wasn't talking to John.
Right.
I was talking to the twins.
Right.
And fuck LB too, because she's just going to be on, TikTok or Instagram.
Right.
So I was looking, I'm looking at Sadie and Xander. I go, you guys want to do a movie night?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, get some popcorn, put some Lowry seasoning salt
on
there.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, okay. And then John has to pipe in immediately. He's like, oh, yeah, I showed the kids a trailer for a movie. I have something like that.
Oh,
I think
that happens.
Watch.
I hate that.
And guess what it was? Almost Famous, which is not something that Sadie and Xander would want to watch. At all.
No.
Fucking far from it. Rated R, number one.
Yes.
Number two, no kids in it.
Right.
No Adam Sandler in it.
No.
It's like basically an adult movie.
It's not funny or anything. I know.
It's a serious movie. And you know why John suggested it? Because he loves that movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about what they want to watch.
I know. And he doesn't think that, like, in John's mind, he thinks like, oh, here's something I love that I want to share with my kids.
Yeah, I know.
I want to go. They're 12.
Right.
They are 12.
Right.
They don't want to share that with you
right now.
Why don't you wait till they're 17 and then share that with them? And I just had to go – first of all, I got so filled with fury.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
I was like, no, they're going to – they're not going to find that interesting.
Right.
They're going to find that boring.
As you said before, for John, he's setting himself up for failure.
Yeah. And then what will happen is he and I will watch it. Just like we watched The Last Dance while the kids fidgeted most of the time.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yes.
I mean, they half enjoyed it, but they're not going to be like, let's watch another one. Let's
finish it up.
No,
right.
It's going to be us going, you guys want to watch one more?
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, all right.
Right. They don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right. I was like, no, this was a movie night for them.
Right.
Find something stupid they want to watch.
Yes.
Xander wants to watch Daddy Daycare. That's
right.
The level of the room
for
my kids.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sadie wants to watch Blended again because she knows she already likes it.
Right,
you know?
right.
I need to find movies like that.
Yeah. No, I know.
They want – Xander will immediately go, well, is it funny if I suggest something?
Uh-huh.
He only wants to watch comedies.
Yeah, I know. Sonny likes the comedies too. What about like the – isn't there a Netflix original with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler?
I think Just Go With It.
Is that what it is?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. That's it.
It's not brand new, but it's
– you know, Jennifer Aniston did a funny movie on Netflix too. It's just her where she plays a mom to a daughter that's in all those
– Oh, wasn't that Dumplin'?
Yes, Templin, that's
yeah,
it.
We've seen that.
We've seen that.
We've seen so many
I know.
Of these kind of movies.
I mean, quarantine, man, it's just Netflix and television is just on fire. I mean, that's all we look forward to is at the end of the day to watch something together. Like,
yeah.
Sonny and I finished Breaking Bad, so now we're on Better Call Saul. And I thought maybe he wouldn't like it, and he's into it. We're almost done with the first season now.
Wow.
I know.
See, that's nice. They're at an age. I want to watch, like, I want LB to watch, like, Friday Night Lights with me mm-hmm. or get into some
yeah,
series.
Yeah, get a series that you could. I want to do that with Natalia.
But
Natalia won't either.
Not interested. And she's the not
only
interested.
The thing Natalia wants to watch with me is Hamilton. She's watched it 3 times now with her friends.
Oh, wow.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's so good, Mom. It's I go, okay, let's watch it. No, and can we go in for a drive instead? Okay. And then Sonny has been into stand-up comedy and SNL skits.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he wanted to watch Chris Rock, Bigger Blacker.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I mean, Wendy and I have watched that a million times, and we love it. But, I mean, there's – and then I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's so much dirty stuff in there. And he's like, it's fine. It's fine. You know, I mean, we're sitting in the dark not looking at each other. And I get up a lot of times. I'm like, all right, let's give it. I know he hears this stuff on his own.
Right.
I'm not dumb. I know what he's watching on his little phone. I know the TV shows, the South Parks. I know what he's hearing. But to have to sit next to him to listen to Chris Rock talk about Bill Clinton's and Hillary dropping to her knees and should be grabbing the dick instead of Monica going, I got it. I got the dick. Tickle his ass or something. Tickle his ass. I had to sit there. So we watched it. And I had to sit there next to him during that. You know? And it's like, oh, my God.
Was he laughing?
He laughed out loud at a lot of stuff. Yeah.
See, it's funny because I thought a lot about – I remember thinking that Eddie Murphy, like Delirious.
He watched that too.
But my problem with that is that there's so much
race.
Homophobic.
Yes, I know.
That I can't have Xander hear that.
No,
it's too much
I was thinking
much
the same
about,
thing.
You know, bad slurs about gay people.
Right.
And I don't know what is happening with my kids, but I don't want –
No.
I don't want to have to sit there and go, we don't say that anymore.
Right.
But there's so much good stuff in there that I wish there was like a clean version of it.
Well, like isn't. So when Wendy was in town last, that's when we showed him a couple clips of Chris Rock of our favorite.
Right.
And then we were talking about Eddie Murphy, the ice cream. I got some ice cream.
So we
showed Sonny that
and
clip.
You got the house bird.
That was on a different one.
Okay.
I think. That was on his second one. I don't know. The house burger hamburger.
Yeah.
I know. So we showed him that and then he wanted – so he found it and he watched it on his phone. He would pretty much watch the whole thing. So when I was showing him the Chris Rock, I go, so you watched Delirious? And I said, let me see what's going on with Delirious. So I watched a few minutes and it went right into, you know, homophobic slurs. And it went right into that. And I was like, well, you know that that's a different time. And everything. He's like, you don't have to give me the talk. I know. I'm not dumb. But okay.
Still,
I know. You wish there was a clean.
Too, is that a lot of hasn't changed. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, Xander plays Roblox, and he showed me this a little while ago. I know we have to wrap, but that there was an LGBTQ room, like a Roblox game.
Uh-huh.
And I was so excited. He's like, Mom, I found this LGBTQ room, and there's all these people, and you can put like what you are, like, are you gays, whatever.
That's nice.
On your thing. Well, so I asked him, on the way to the beach the other day, I was like, hey, do you still go in the LGBT room? And he's like, no, not really. I try to stay away from that. And I said, oh, how come? And he's like, well, a lot of like haters infiltrated and
they just
go in there and they bash people and they send us messages and say that we're going to hell.
Oh, my God. Why can't we have anything nice? That
I know.
Sucks.
And I was like, wow. I said, how do they find that? And he said, well, if a game gets popular, then it's like advertised,
right.
So people see that, and then they go in there and they just like torment people.
Oh my God!
My freaking 12-year-old kid is in there.
They
no,
should take that
Xander
down.
Just knows well enough to just not. He's just not in there. Like it's just
that
so
sucks.
Sad.
It is. It's very sad. It's very sad.
But that's the internet for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note. Great show.
Great show. We have a good Patreon that I might get in trouble for. But I'm going to go for it. All right.
So before we record that, which I'm excited for, our $50 subscribers, you can get all of our bonus content for just $5.
That's right.
A month.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do an extra show
yep.
every week? For $10, you get a t-shirt and an extra show. And for $25, you get the shout out with your name in case you're wondering about that. And for $50, you get your business shouted out. I just have a couple more for this week. Rachel Kapp has a business called Kapp Educational Therapy Group. And they will work virtually one-on-one with students who are struggling. This could be very good right now since a lot of schools are shut down and you're going to have to be dealing with your kid yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If they have some extra issues, let's get to the bottom of them
yeah,
now.
Yeah, now's the time.
Visit Kapp, K-A-P-P, edtherapy.com or check out her Learn Smarter podcast. Kate Marengo's got that interior Chicago, which is going to help you. Do you need a new couch? I do.
Yeah.
Again,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't go to Kate the first time.
Right.
Should have.
Yeah.
Would have saved me some time and money.
Yeah.
So I'm going to email her, kate@interiorchicago.com.
She's got a lot to say.
If you are looking for personalized school and office supplies.
This is cute.
Yeah. Jennifer Moncada, our listener, has a business called Preppy Prodigy, and they have pencils, stickers, address labels, thank you cards, anything you need personalized at preppyprodigy.com. And if you're looking for a home, last but not least, in Orange County, go to Sylvia Berlin with Berlin Team Homes with REMAX Coastal Homes. They serve all of the OC. You can email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at berlinteamhomes.com, C-A-D-R-E-0198-8601.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
All right.
All right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Let's talk about Geico.
Yeah. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and fresh fruit compote? Yeah, as nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Nice.